After hearing a story like that about the old Chem building, it's hard to know whether to be terrified or whether to go immediately. And that's actually how a lot of people feel about strip malls. Next up, we have a story about the Reston Town Center, a space for shopping and entertainment that has become the blueprint for commercial centers around the country. And according to Stanford student Aaron Thayer, it might also be a blueprint for the future of American culture.
So I grew up in Reston, Virginia. And Reston had initially been planned as a town that was going to have many village centers. And what ended up happening is that the town lost money and was sold to Mobile Land. And Mobile Land decided that they were going to build this town center. When we were growing up, we always saw it as trees and like this great space. And before it was developed, there were lots of deer and falcons and everything. And it was kind of what you would think of as foresty Virginia sort of land. One time I was going to dance class, and we were crossing the Dulles Toll Road on a bridge, and I looked out of the car, and I just remember counting the cranes that had been set up along the Dulles corridor and for the town center development. And there were I counted over 17. I remember the number 17, and I just remember seeing it all being built and thinking that we are tearing up the space. And like older people who are now probably my age, I was young then, were creating this space for us. The most conspicuous thing about Reston Town Center is that it doesn't seem like you're in suburbia anymore. The first thing you notice as you're approaching it, it's kind of like you're entering, like if it were Tron or something, you're entering the computer chip. There are these buildings that kind of come up out of nowhere. They're tall. There are big name buildings, Lockheed Martin, Accenture. I think Google has a place there. There's some like Rolls Royce or Bentley, or like they're big names now too in these big buildings. So as you're walking in, you feel like you're kind of walking into a downtown. There's this nice huge hotel with this open space that was used for music concerts or ice skating rinks. There are Apple stores, there's Victoria's Secret, there's gelato, there's frozen yogurt. I mean, it's all the same stuff that you see in an urban landscape. So you get lost, like if you're going to shop, you get lost in that. And there's a street where they have all the restaurants. So if you want to go get a drink with some friends, you end up, you know, hopping from one to another and just hanging out and getting lost in that small space. I mean, it's misleading because it's not large, but it's been constructed to give you the feel of a city, and it's done that. No longer, if you're in that area, do you have to go to the DC to eat good food or to feel like you're part of a city life. And there are people who think that like leaving from DC and getting out to Reston is fun. Like, hey, let's go to the town center. Let's go to Tyson's Corner. Let's get out of the city and go to these like mini hubs of city, because it's a step down from the intensity here, but it's not like trees.
Do you think it's changed you in any way?
I don't think it's changed me. I think it keeps me the same. You know what I mean? I can now leave San Francisco and go to DC and be in San Francisco. Actually, my parents moved out from like Santa Clara, Palo Alto area my parents used to joke about this all the time, that they didn't move because it turned out that the demographic that they had moved into was exactly the same, like almost exactly the same. It's like condensed San Francisco in Reston Town Center, you know? I mean, we are surrounded by our corporate consumptives. So like I leave this group of the things that I like to shop at, the things that I like to eat, the places I like to go, the people I like to spend time with. I go from that environment to another one, and we're now like being stuck in our cells. So there's no reason for me to adapt to my surroundings when my surroundings have been designed around this experience. We get boxed in to other people's visions. I mean, that's really what this is all about, being boxed into the design space of somebody else's visions. Like, do you really have enough time to make your own clothes? I mean, no, think about it. Like, we are clothing ourselves in what other people decide for our projections of ourselves. We have to choose from the options that other people give us. And if the only options that we're being given for our urban space is the same urban space across the country, that's pathetic. Then we're all the same person. We try to celebrate diversity and whatever, but we're really just cultivating sameness. What we're looking at is like, this is the next iteration of the strip mall, right? This is what happens after the strip malls don't work. So what happens after these mini urban cities in suburbia don't work? Like, what are we moving toward? That's the bigger question. What are we moving toward? Because if you can see what we're moving toward and we don't like it, then we can decide, hey, we should stop and like veer off a little bit before we hit the iceberg.
What do you think we're moving toward?
I think we're moving toward a similar, like, and yeah, I mean, like, it's a long ways away because it happens in steps. But I think you can see that we're moving toward a similar mindset, a consumer-based culture. Do you want to drink a soda but be drinking a Coke? Like, hey, I'm only drinking a Coke. Do you want to put on some jeans and be like, oh, I'm putting on a pair of Levi's? You know, it's that copyright thing, like, oh, I'm going to go make a Xerox instead of a copy. You know, these things start out as great ideas, but then you create a monopoly on that concept. And right now we have this monopoly on space that is driven by what we buy, who we are, that is controlled by certain companies and certain people. I went to Town Center this past summer with a friend while I was back home. And she parks the car near this parking space, and we get out and we're in this parking structure and we're kind of by the elevator, but not as close to the elevator as we could be because there's a sign next to the parking spot that's like closest to the elevator, and there's a stork on it. And I go and I look over at the sign with a stork on it, and I see that it says, reserved for expectant mothers. Like, this is how designed this is. And you can think, like, initially, like, I'm not sure that it's like done in a malevolent way. Like, ooh, how can we get these expectant mothers to stay and spend all their money and get their kids to stay and spend all their money? But maybe it is a little bit. You know, and I think that the Town Center is a good example that across the board, like that example, that expectant mother sign, a lot of thought and care is going in to how to keep you there.